she was Dorothy for Halloween and ran around the entire neighborhood all night, a very active evening. The next day, when I picked her up from school, she got into my car and she began to cry. And she was rubbing the top of her leg. And she said, "Mommy, my leg hurts."
Come on, come on. You have got to move on. This is not the you I know.
24 hours after seeing the pediatrician, I'm just unloading my dishwasher on a Saturday afternoon. And I was surprised when he called. The first thing he said was, "Is this was not what we were looking for.
And whether or not it's
I want you to go Monday morning down to Cardinal Glennon Hospital. I have an appointment for you at the Bob Costas Center with an oncologist."
When the cloud in the sky starts to pour in your life, it's just a story.
He knew it wasn't registering with me, and he said, "I want you to go to the Bob Costas Cancer Center." You think, huh? Because I can hear her playing with her girlfriend in the next room.
Because we only saving sometimes.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, you move swiftly. It's not like it's portrayed in a movie of the week at all. You move too fast.
Well, say what you will.
When I was sitting there that evening, I just noticed the time, and it was exactly a week earlier I was braiding her hair for Halloween. She was Dorothy, with the blue calico and the dog in the basket and the ruby slippers. 7 days later, I'm on the fourth floor of Cardinal Glennon Hospital, and my daughter's about ready to receive her first round of chemo.
But I can't keep...
My child was diagnosed with cancer. I can say that's a miracle, because that's where we started the end of her cancer.
But when the cloud in the sky starts to pour in your life, it's just a storm you're braving. Well, don't tell yourself.
It was a tremendous year. And when Greta and I left and we were packing my car, it was a Sunday afternoon, and we left for the final time. No more chemo. In fact, she wore a t-shirt that said "No more chemo" from the nurses. And she had her little dog, stuffed dog, with her. And she told her dog, "We're going home." It was over with.
But please believe.
It wasn't a bad year. It wasn't a bad year. It was just, it just knocked your breath out.
When the cloud in the sky.
We could see the helicopter pad from the door of the hospital, and a helicopter was landing. It was airlifting a child in. And somebody else's story was beginning that day. We're leaving. Our story's finished. But somebody else was starting. And I grew up here in St. Louis. I used to drive past Cardinal Glennon all the time. And I didn't think anything of it. When Greta was Dorothy and just got lifted up by this cyclone, when we slammed down back to Earth, we landed right in Cardinal Glennon. And that's what brought us home that day.